Bigger! Welcome to the motherfucking Supreme Weekly Roundup, man. Woo! Coach! Man,
yo.
I think we're on week 9, man. We got a lot going on.
Week 11, man. Coach. We in week 11.
Coach Perry, how about it, man? What's going on, Coach?
What's up, man? We're going to start off with the top 10 this week, man, in week 11. Starting off at number 1, man, we have the Chiefs. At number 2, we have the Buccaneers. At number 3, we have the Lions. At number 4, we have the Browns. At number 5, we have the Saints. At number 6, we have the Patriots. At number 7, we have the Titans. At number 8, we have the Bears. At number 9, we have the Rams. And capping it off at number 10, we have the Washington Redskins, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, man. Shit really starting to, you know what I'm saying, shake out. Coming on to the back half of the season, man. They say they always say November is the realest part of the NFL season, and that's exactly where we at right now, man. So I like the way things are shaking out. I personally like the way where my team is sitting, and I like what we're doing.
Yep.
Man. Let's get into these pick'ems, man. Before we get into the pick'ems, man. Let's just talk about some of these guys, man, in this chat, man. What's going on? What's your take on that, Coach?
Man, I seen a lot of things getting heated up, man. You know, we in Supreme right now. We at that point of the season where we're starting to turn around and get to the playoff time of the season, man. You know, a lot of tempers get flared up right now. Everybody going at the Lions. The Lions feel good right now, sitting at what I think he got 1 loss, 8-1 right now, sitting at number 3. He's feeling very good about what he got going on, man, and he's trying to come out there and bring it on the field right now.
Right. Hey, man, I'm going to say this, man. If we can't tell a coach how to, you know, basically coach their team, then I damn sure can't tell a coach how to talk to another coach.
I can't tell a coach at all how to talk to another coach. These two grown men. I'm never going to tell nobody how to talk to anybody else, man.
Correct. All I'm going to say is, man, if you're not for the disrespect, just come into the damn chat and be polite and play nice. I mean, my guy, Brandon, I brought into the league. He got the Cowboys. He the coach of the Cowboys. I don't think he ever had no type of situation with not one coach in the league or in the chat because, you know, he come into the league. He talk respectfully, you know, and he try to schedule his games with guys. He give guys a good game whether or not he win or lose. So, you know, if you're not for the disrespect, man, all I say is, you know, just try to keep it, just try to keep your respect levels at a high level, and I don't think you got to worry about it.
Yeah, because after you disrespect somebody else, man, you can't control how the other person gonna come back and respond to that.
So, exactly.
Like you said,
old saying back from back in the day, man. If you hit somebody, you can't be and just because you push them. Shit, when you push them, you engage. So don't be upset when they come across your goddamn mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Let's move forward, though, man.
Can't control how they
respond.
Let's
get to some
man.
Of these games, man. So we got a lot of good games this week, man. We starting off with one of the games to watch, man. You have the Washington Redskins versus the Detroit Lions, man. I see that Vegas done shout out the odds of that game. They have the Lions winning by 12.5 points. What you think about that right there, Coach?
Woo! 12.5.
He's putting up big numbers out there, Coach.
Who is it again?
Redskins versus the Lions. Have the Lions winning by 12.5 points.
Man. I got the Lions on this one, man. I like the Redskins. I like the way them Hogs is rolling, but the Lions is rolling too right now, man. I'm gonna roll with the Lions. I'm gonna roll with ETN.
For me too. I like the Lions, man. But for the Redskins to be able to come in and be able to win this game, they're gonna have to be able to slow the game down and limit the possessions. And the Hogs gonna have to be rolling in this one, man. But if not, I can see the Lions being able to cover the spread right here if they don't have those hogs rolling out there in Washington.
Hogs rolling, man. They better get hey, listen, you better have Clint Portis come in that bitch and give a pregame speech.
Well, let's move on to the next game. And the next game, we have those Jets versus your ball club, the Patriots, man. What you think?
Wow, man.
Thinking about that. Jets
have- obviously, I'm a roll with myself, but man, old Lou. Every time we play, man, it is a shootout. That's a solid user, man. You got to remember in year one. He got into the playoffs as a fifth seed, I think, with like maybe like a 12-4 record or some shit like that. So that's a solid user. He may be having a down year, but any given game he could come with it. So we know that we just got to come in, play sound, try to limit the turnovers, and move the ball and finish possessions. As long as we do that, I think we'll come out on top.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Coach. He's a solid user, but right now I see what the Patriots have going on. Y'all having a pretty good year right now. Y'all starting to figure things out. I think y'all starting to turn that corner. Y'all got your offense backfiring, hitting on all cylinders again. The Patriots going to be a hard team to stop this year, man. Y'all got the ball back rolling again, man. How did y'all change that around?
Listen, man, we had to switch some things up. Basically, you know, we had some old, an old philosophy from the previous director at YPA, and we just basically had to move on to a younger, innovative thinker, and that's exactly what we did. We brought in a couple of new plays, we brought in a couple of new sets to keep the defenses off balance, man. I think we had too much tape out there, you know, for people to see, and people was basically being able to call our plays out before we ran them. So I think we went back to the drawing board. We 86 the previous, you know, YPA director. We brought in a young, innovative thinker, man, and we got some new things going. We got some new sets going. And I think that we have been able to switch up our tendencies so that we aren't as predictable as we used to be.
Yeah, man, I see y'all put in a little run now. Y'all looking pretty good running the ball. And like you said, y'all switched up some things. And y'all offense still spread out wide open. But you adding the run to that dynamic offense that you have going on has really helped y'all out. And I expect to see great things to continue out there in New England, man. Like I said.
Yeah, man. My last thing I will say, man, I want to give an award to just for an early award for my own personal team, man. Being able to bring in Grant really changed the dynamic of what we're doing over here at the Patriots, man. Grant is a electrifying back. He could do it all out of the backfield. He knows that I like to throw that ball throw it to the running back out of the backfield, and he has really been able to basically push our offense to the limit with that 96 speed.
Well, that 96 speed really helping y'all guys up. Keep up the good work out there in New England. Let's move on to this next game, man. We have the Dolphins versus the Bengals. If that game get played, I don't know what's going on with Muffin right now. I think we're going to have to reach out, see what's going on with him. If you're still interested in playing in Supreme, we got to get him back on track, man. What you think about that matchup this week?
Man, I just really think it's a foregone conclusion, man. I just can't see him coming back. He's very disinterested. His compadres are no longer in the chat room, being that in Jordan and being that in Zach. And it's just, I just see him falling by the wayside, man. I think that this probably will be his last season in Supreme, and you truly hate to see it.
Well, Muffin, come back to see us, man. We know you out there got a baby on the way. If you haven't already had the baby, congratulations on that, man. But we all miss you in Supreme. We expect to see you back competing again. Moving forward to the next game, we have the Green Bay Packers versus those Chicago Bears with George. Man, what you think about that game right there?
Come on, man. We can keep it moving, man. That boy Cliff has – before I keep going, I want to tell you, man, that motherfucker Cliff has got a team, okay? He got a fucking squad, and if I could trade with him right now, I would. But I'm talking about teams. I'm not trying to go into that fucking gauntlet of the NFC North. But The nigga got a motherfucking team over there, and if he could ever fucking figure out how to work his goddamn thumbs correctly, that motherfucker could compete in Supreme. But until then, he gonna continue to take losses, man. So I'm taking the Bears.
Man, for me, I'm gonna take the Bears, but I have to agree with you. Cliff do have a team put together, a nice roster. I have seen Cliff improving. I have seen his defensive scheme. His defensive scheme have improved. Sometimes he struggles sometimes to put points on the board against good users. But defensive-wise, he played pretty good, and he come out to compete. I still look for Cliff to continue getting better and being able to turn the corner, because I'm sure he's watching games week in and week out, watching some of the top users and how they control, like you say, being a user out there. But right now, I'm going to have to roll with George. And George, it looked like George starting to hit a stride, too. He's starting to look like he's getting things together. He out there in uncharted waters right now, that he have the Lions sitting atop of that division.
Well, he done won two of the last three, correct. But you got to understand that he ain't played nobody in that little stretch. So I'm interested to see the next week who he has after this game against the Green Bay Packers, to see if he really has turned the corner.
Well, George, we look for you to have that momentum going in this game, to continue your momentum going. I think a 3-game winning streak, and we'll see how you're gonna finish off at the end of this year. Let's move forward to the Vikings versus the Giants. What you got to say about that, Coach?
Vikings and Giants, man. I'm rolling with the Vikings, man. He just got his ass smacked this past week, so I'm looking forward to him, you know, basically making a serious turnaround this week and trying to go up to the Giants and put up some big-time numbers, man. Everybody know that the Giants is somewhat of a stacked game, and that's something that is almost a great thing. And luckily for him, he got the Giants after a week like last week by getting his ass smacked, I think, 55-3 or some shit like that.
Well, myself, too, I'm going to have to roll with those Vikings, man. Like you said, everyone look at the Giants as a stacked game. That's something that you need on the schedule sometimes to try new things out, to understand what's going on with your team, and sometimes to get your team back on that winning streak. So I expect the Vikings to come out and get their win in a big way this week. Let's move forward to the Carolina Panthers versus the Arizona Cardinals. Who you got in that, Coach?
Oh, shit. Between damn Swindle and his overnight schedule and motherfucking Walt on a weekend, shit.
Dang.
I ain't even got to pick this game. I know this shit finna be a sim. You ain't even got to worry about that. I ain't got to pick that.
I hope those guys get this game played, man. You never know about swindling games, man. Like, one day he be on, one day he's off. Right now he's sitting at 2-7. Those Panthers sitting at 5-4. They need games right now to win, to get back in the playoff. The Panthers, I want to say, probably missed the playoff, but I know they missed this last year. They missed the year before, I think, off a nits of themselves towards the end. So I think Walt gonna try to pull this thing together after a while, man. But he got to get some wins together. Got to string along some wins right now to be able to compete in that division over there that they got going on. That's a gauntlet over there in that division, in that NFC South itself, man. The next game, let's move on to this next game though. Should be an interesting game. It's one of the games to watch this week. We have the Cleveland Browns versus the Tennessee Titans, man. What you think about that game right there, Coach?
Ooh, man. That I like that matchup. This should be one of the games of the week, man. This is Sunday night football right here. I think that the Browns are going to come out and try to play very what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to try to play very solid. They're going to try to play very slow, move the ball, try to play good defense. But I think that the Titans is going to speed him up a little bit. And with him being sped up a little bit, he's going to make a couple of mistakes, man. I think that the Titans going to be able to pull this one out. And it's a lot coming downhill with Henry, man. I got the Titans pulling this one out, but it's definitely going to be a close game. I say Titans 21-20, last second field goal.
21-20. For me, Coach, man, I'm going to have to lead this game right here as a pick 'em. Like you said, it's going to be a very good game in this matchup between these two users right here. Both of them very similar, man. They both can pass and run, but really rather run. definitely the Titans with Henry, man. And he's coming downhill and he's hard to tackle. He's always falling forward and getting 2 and 3 extra yards, man. So it's going to be a great game to watch. Like I said, it's the game to watch this week that we listed. And I'm just ready to see these guys compete, man. See who's going to come out victorious in this game, man. North, he's always right there at the end. He always put things together, and he's always one of the top users, man. And the Browns also is always one of the top users. Like I said, it's going to be a great game to watch. Let's move forward to this.
Right, man. I'm going to tell you this, man. I ain't even going to lie to you. I know it's going to be a good game, but I'm rooting for them Titans, man. I need the Browns to fall 2 games so I can get into that slot to get that first round bye, man. So if the Browns can drop 2, that sure will help.
Sure will help you. 8-1 and 6-3. Going to the next game, we have the Dallas Cowboys versus the Eagles, man. Who you have in this game?
Ah, man. That's another good one, man. But I got the Cowboys, man. They played, I think, 2 weeks ago, and the Cowboys had his number. It's been too short of a time span, real life span. I think in real life, it's only been about 4 or 5 days. So it's still fresh on the mind.
Coach. That game right there actually was a tie. That's the Cowboys 3-5-1. The Eagles 4-4-1. That game was a tie.
Damn, well, fuck me up. I could have sworn. You know what, man? In that case, I'm switching it up, man. I'm going with the Eagles. The Cowboys having a down year, man. He got 2. He got 2 chips. So if it comes down to him not making the playoffs and not winning again.
They ain't tripping at all right now, man.
So I don't think he's really pressing, you know, to put in the time and the work and the effort to really just try to turn things around.
Oh,
so
this is what I think going on with the Cowboys. Coach, miss some major facts. I think we got to let the audience know out there what's going on. The Cowboys having a lot of injuries out there. I think he have injuries, quarterback, running back, and he's still been trying to press on. He's still out there trying to compete. But right now, we talking about an Eagles team trying to make this playoff. And the playoff push right now, he needs to get wins. He got a full, healthy roster going on right now. I have to agree with you right now. They tied the last game. It won't be a tie in this game. I have the Eagles winning by 3. Moving forward to
what's the Redskins record, Coach?
Redskins are winning the division 6-3 right now. And the Redskins are playing the Lions.
They 4-4-1. Okay.
Yeah, the Eagles right now trying to make that last little push, man. And he got to string together some wins right now and go on a run. So I would say the Eagles by 3 in this game right here. Due to the Cowboys having injuries right now too. Moving forward, we have the San Francisco 49ers versus the LA Chargers. Who you have in that game right there?
49ers and the Chargers, man. 49ers and the Chargers. Who won that game last night? 49ers and Falcons. Oof. It was a close game. I turned it off right when I saw that fourth quarter. Falcons pulled that one out, man.
LA Chargers.
49ers and the who? And the Chargers. Oh, man. I can't see the Chargers really compete, man. I got the 49ers pulling this one out, man. And, Yeah. 49ers in this one.
I have to take the
by 3 scores.
49ers myself, man, sitting at 6-3 right now. They're going to have to start putting together some wins, too, because they got those Rams over there sitting in the division. I think the Rams won the division of, the last 2 years or something like that. They might have won every year. I don't know. But I have the 49ers coming out of this game, even though the Chargers told me they're going to compete for the remaining of the season, and right now they're on a 2-game winning streak.
And lastly, I got to point this out, man. I do remember whenever we was trying to fill that team up, you said, hey, man, I got a guy. I got a guy that's going to go. I said, who? You said, man, I got a guy, man, my boy Rich. He can play. I seen him in another league. I just want to let you know, man, you want to have to work on your assessment of talent, man, because that guy.
Oh man, he let me down a lot. Season. But man, I look forward for turning things around, man. A year or two. Like I said, he's on a 2-game winning streak right now. So since I said I got a guy, I'm gonna have to switch my goddamn on pickup. I'm gonna roll with the damn LA Chargers on this one. 49ers having won a game right now that's respectable. None this year. They beat everybody that they supposed to beat. They had a chance last night to prove us all wrong against a struggling Falcons team, but also a good user. He's going to come in and play, but he's over there in that gauntlet division like I mentioned earlier. But 49ers still haven't got us one of those quality wins yet. We're still looking for him to get one of those quality wins. But in this game.
So he's a real life Cowboys. Right.
So I'm looking for him to get one of these wins later on in the season when it counts. But since you said that, Coach, I'm going to roll with those Chargers. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to call the Chargers up and tell them, hey, you got to go out there and get a win in this one, man. Boys looking at me and saying, hey, you'll scrub out here.
Hey. Yeah, and one more thing. I just want to point this out again. I do remember week two or some shit, you said, hey, man, I got a guy.
I said that, Coach.
Deals, man. I guarantee. I'm pretty sure.
I said that, Coach.
Man. And you know what?
I need to walk that one back too, Coach. I am a man that will come out and admit my wrongs. And I was wrong in that one right there. I did not expect the Patriots to turn it around the way they did this year, the way they looking out there on the field. I was wrong, Coach. And I apologize to you in front of our audience on here right now.
Hey, Coach, that's big, man. Most people can't do that, so I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on the hotline, straight 100 with it.
If I said it and it was wrong, I'm gonna come back and correct myself on that one. Moving forward, we have the Denver Broncos versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, man. What you got to say about this game right here, Coach?
Broncos and Jags, man. Broncos is a new cat, right? Yep. Yeah, I seen he just got his ass mopped by the Chiefs. I'm gonna roll with the Jags, man. The Jags got to figure it out, man. And the Jags is trying to get into. I don't know if they're gonna be able to get into that wild card. What's their schedule? What's the Jags? What's the Jags record right now?
Wild card, Coach.
Ah, man, this season over with for them, man. You know what? I think that the Jags probably gonna come out trying some wild shit. Just to start trying to figure out some shit for the next season, try to find some new schemes, some new plays. Just because he's gonna come out with some wild shit, I'm rolling with the Broncos.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, Coach. I'm gonna have to roll with the Broncos, man. I think the Broncos are gonna be actually pretty good user later on down the road. He has to figure out how good these users are over here in Supreme, but I have seen them play. He got a little scheme about himself. And I think after a while, he's going to start putting things together and start getting a little bit of victories, man. So I'm going to roll with the Broncos on this one right here. And like you said, the Jaguars, they probably packing it in, getting ready for vacation right now.
Them boys trying to get that good draft pick. That's all, man. Them boys ain't too motivated.
So I got the Broncos out by 10 in this game right here, Coach. Let's move forward to the next game, man. We have those Seattle Seahawks versus the LA Rams. Who you got in that game, Coach?
I got the Rams, man. Tripp going to come with it week in and week out, man. He's going to come with the same scheme. He's going to come at you fast, and he's going to come at you slow. When I say fast, I mean fast by the motherfucking players that he got on the field. When I say slow, I mean his gameplay. Because the motherfucker is not going to speed up for nobody. And I just don't think that Seahawks got enough.
I'm gonna have to roll with the Rams in this game, but I actually think it's gonna be closer than what we think, Coach. Both of these guys really want to play a slow ball game. The only way it'll get out of hand.
Well, mind you, Coach, I didn't say blowout. Now I don't think Tripp get too many blowouts just because, like I said. He moved up. I mean, the game is too slow, so he can't score a ton of fucking points unless he getting pick sixes. If it's just basing it off of his offense, he ain't gonna, just beat the shit out of everybody by 4 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it'll be it could be close, but I don't think that you sometimes you see a game the score game be close, but the game wasn't that. Close. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's going to happen here.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to have to roll with the Rams right here. Like I said, both of these guys like a slow game, and that actually plays in the Seahawks' favor a little bit when they slow the game down. But I see the Rams, they players, man. He got a good group of guys over there. So, and I think when it get the tight situation, those guys are going to break out and, you know, score a little bit of points. So I see a 3-10 point ball game, man. I'm going to have to roll with the Rams in this one. Let's move to the next game. We have the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens. What you think in this one, Coach? 4-5 versus 3-6.
Bills and the Ravens. Man. Pudge been playing, man. You know what? But Marv is, damn, man. Marv get hot, he get cold, he put it together, and then he can't figure it out, man. But I just played Pudge, and he came with it a little bit, man. I'm going to roll with Pudge on this one, man. I got to roll with the Bills in a close game.
I have to agree with you with Marv, 21. Man. Sometimes Marv get super hot, have things put together, then he lose it, then he come back and put it all back together. But, like, I'm going to have to roll with Pudge in this one too, man. Because of the aggressive style of defense, I think the Buffalo Bills going to play. And they like to run the ball just as the Baltimore Ravens like to run the ball. But I like the Buffalo defense a little bit better because of how tough they are. And the reckless, abandoned style play they will play. And the things they'll do that have you confused sometimes, you be like, oh, God, dog, I didn't think he was going to blitz this guy right here right now and leave a guy wide open. He do things like that. So
fact.
I'm going to have to roll with the Buffalo Bills because of those tactics. Moving forward, we have the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. What you think in this game?
Falcons and the Steelers, man, that's a good one, dog. I just played the Steelers yesterday, man. I mean, he may be a little hard to get in contact with, but if you can get on the horn with Munt, you got to be proactive with trying to schedule with him. I'm rolling with the Steelers, man. I mean, Munt having a terrible year, but I know what his game entails, seeing that I just played him last night, and I'm used to playing him in 3 to 4 other different leagues as well, man, so... I'm rolling with Munt on this. I'm rolling with the Steelers.
Both of guys' styles is very similar. Both of their records are the same right now, 4-5. Man, I'm going to close my eyes right now and make a pick. Put my hand on the screen. I put my hand on the Falcons, man. We're going to roll with the Falcons in this one. Let's move forward. We have another game to watch this week. We have the Houston Texans, my team, versus the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Let's talk about what Vegas got this game as. Vegas got the Chiefs winning by 7 points in this game, man. What you say about this game right here? We have the Chiefs and my
Chiefs and who?
My team, the Houston Texans. Yes, both.
Oh, Chiefs and the Texans. Oh, man. Shit, man. That's a good one too, man. That's another one of them Sunday night sliders, man.
Vegas have the Chiefs winning by 7.
You know, that's a good one, man. I think I'm gonna roll with the Chiefs, man, in a close game. Vegas is probably right, man, but I think that it's two different schemes that they both trying to do. I think the Texans trying to air that thing out a little bit more than running it, and I know that the Chiefs will try to air it out. And if that shit ain't working out, he got a great fucking backup plan in the. And the leading MVP candidate and
spin move. We're gonna call him Barkley, spin move, so, Barkley, coach.
Spin move, Barkley, man. So what I'm gonna say is, man, what that coach got to do is be able to play sound ball. You got to play sound ball. You got to be able to stop the run. If you can stop the run and force him into the couple of pass plays that he got. It's kind of predictable, but that run game,
spin move.
Run game come at you so heavy. You got to be able to contain the run. You can contain the run and get him down. get those Chiefs down by a couple of scores, if you not, can get into a game. But if not,
it get ugly, man,
it's going
to
get ugly out there for you, Coach, because I checked it out, man. That man is averaging, that Barkley guy is averaging, I think, 12 yards per carry.
That's crazy.
Which is fucking insane. I mean, that means every time that guy touches the ball, it's a first down. I mean, that's fucking unheard of. So, that's all I'm going to say, Coach. I think that the Chiefs are going to pull this one out. But I'm going to say, you know, try to do some things to keep it close.
We want to get this game to a four-quarter game. We get to a four-quarter game, man. That one boy's got to be big boys. People get booty tights and all type of stuff like that. So I say we get this thing in the fourth quarter, man. It's a great chance that we pull this thing on out, man. But we have to get it in the fourth quarter. And like you said, you just alluded to, Coach, we have to be able to stop spin move Barkley, man, because that guy go to the sideline and swoop, spin move, and he up out the gates. That's an 80-yarder right there.
He out of there, Coach. And ain't
no one catching him.
And nobody
catching him. But you cannot let him get Barkley going and the pass game going. So you're going to have to slow something down. If we could go in this game and slow down, spin, move Barkley, and make it a passing game, which we wanted to do, and make this thing a passing game, and we could get to this fourth quarter, man, I could see us coming out of this game victorious, man. And that's what I'm telling the guys right now. Make sure we play fundamental football and play gap sound football and play fast. And we're going to attack. We're going to take our chances when we can. And that's just what we do. That's the game plan. We're coming in, the mindset of slowing down spin move Barkley. But let's move forward to the next game. This is the game of the week. We have the number two Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the number five New Orleans Saints. What you got in this game, Coach? Yes, they
Buccaneers
have the Saints
versus the Saints.
Vegas have the Saints winning by three.
Man, that's a close game, man. Same fucking style. Actually, nah, it ain't the same style. I mean, it is the same fucking style. That the Saints only will drop back and try to get that passing shit off against niggas who, you know, can't control, you know, those crosses,
man,
and that
user,
very
he's,
simple
he's,
scheme.
He's going to run the ball when he's going against a good user now.
That's what I'm saying. So against a good user who's gonna be able to play that damn passing crosser shit, he gonna revert back to running the ball very heavy. And I think that I got the Bucs winning this one, man. Close game.
Have the Bucs beat those guys yet? I don't remember, but I know the Saints got probably majority of the wins in that matchup right there. So it's a home game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Buccaneers gonna have to come out and show something, man. They got to show that they're the number two team right here, right now. It's time to prove it. It's time to get these wins together, get ready to go in the playoff, and try to get your team to the Super Bowl, Bucs. That's what you've been working for. That's what you've been putting these guys together for. So I'm gonna believe in you, man. I believe you're gonna go out here and be able to get this running game going. But if you can't get the running game going, I see the Saints coming out of there big, which you usually do. But hoping that you can get the running game going and be able to change up the style a little bit and be able to do a little bit of play action off of that running game. It might do a little different tendencies and be able to go downfield a little bit earlier, then get back to the running game. And that's the formula I can see them winning this game, because like they division mates. Saints used to seeing this scheme, man. And you let Saints see your scheme too much, he dominates usually. But I'm gonna take the Bucs in this game.
Right.
He's gonna go out there and prove everybody wrong. Like I say, Vegas have the Saints winning by three. But I wouldn't mind seeing the Bucs just go out there and prove us all wrong, man, and say he's gonna come out here and get a victorious this week, at least by three. But if he don't get that, like I said, if he don't get that passing game going, this right here could get ugly. Moving to the last game of the week, man, we have the Colts, Blackmon, versus those Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders just lost the last game off of Fair Sim. He was on a roll, like, I think he was on a roll, like, four-game winning streak.
Colts struggling this year, man, but I'm going to roll with the Colts. I don't think that the Raiders I can't roll with the Raiders, man. I'm going to roll with the Colts on this one, even though they are struggling and they ain't going to make the playoffs. So they had a nice little year, first year in Supreme back, but they got to figure some things out moving forward.
Like you just said, man, I think he's going to screen this one together and come out victorious in this game. And that's closing out our week right there on our pick 'em scope. Anything else you have to say?
nah, coach. We just gotta, we ask these coaches to keep getting these games in, man. We ask that
play at nighttime, late at night. Let's try to get the game played the first night, late at night. We ain't out here watching film and all that type of guy. You got your scheme together. Everybody got their scheme.
Exactly, coach. I say that, look, man, if you can, get it in. If you can't, we understand. But if you can't get it in, there's some thirsty motherfuckers that want to play this damn game, man. So when boys are screaming advance on the timeline and you the only game that we're waiting on all the time, man, we just ask that you try to be considerate. This season, obviously, if you schedule it up, you schedule it up. But if this trend continues, man, we won't have no choice but to make some adjustments to the rules when it comes to that 90% rule. And so,
try to get your games in, coaches, early as possible. Point blank, period. Handle your business, fellas.
Exactly.
This your boy That's Philly, man. Ask, this man. Your boy Philly. Got dang on from what team you is? New England Patriots. And this your boy Prime, man, from the Houston Texans.
Patriots,
man.
Baby.
Bringing this hot shit to you. This hot cast to you. We're going to keep it coming. Even if we got the goddamn go two man on the cast. We want to get some of you coaches on here. Hit us up in the DM if you're ready to get on here. Talk your shit. Keep that shit talking going on in the chat. And back your shit up. But this is us, man.
That's all we say, man. You already know what time it is, man. Keep that shit up. Keep going. Keep playing the games. Stay solid. Stay for real at all times, man. Until next time, man. We out of here with the Supreme Podcast.
Peace.
Man. Big ups. This shit's Supreme.